I'll call this special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order at, looks to be 11:49 on March 21st, 2024. I do not have an agenda for this meeting, so I'll turn the meeting over to our administrator.
10:49.
We need to take a roll call first.
Yeah, oh yeah. Robin, would you do a roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Basically, gentlemen, this meeting, in the police union contract, they have requested that we have quarterly meetings, just for topics that they'd like to discuss, and anything, of course, that you all would like to discuss. So this is actually the first one we've had, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, the floor is yours. Unless you want me to bring up a couple things that I've talked to Jackie about first.
Yeah, I don't know what you talked about.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And Jackie and I spoke, and again, you know my timeline is horrible. I'll say recently. And we talked about the MOU for your vacation, you know, in excess of 40 hours. And I just wanted to make sure, Jackie has seen all this, but she knew we were having this meeting, and she apologized that she couldn't be here. That we wanted to allow a satisfactory timeline that for all the officers that have more than 40 hours, giving them the opportunity to use those vacation hours so they could get back into that 40-hour window that they could carry over. So Jackie and I spoke, and I sent her this information, and again, she wanted me to run it through you. And when I did this was back when I actually wrote the MOU, it was 3-4 weeks ago, and I put a deadline on here is December 31st, 2024, which I don't know if that's satisfactory or not, but I know we agreed upon allowing the officers to have some time to use their vacation. Just wanted to run that by you.
Is that the five things? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jumping ahead?
No. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding what you're referencing.
Okay.
Because he sent it to us, I think, what you're talking about.
All right, good. It's 20.4, Todd?
Yeah, but it's the five.
Here.
It's the five bullet points. Because that was my question.
Yes.
Was that just topics that you wanted in the MOU, or is that how the MOU wording was specifically going to be?
This, talking with Jackie, this is what she wanted me to verify with you before we went forward.
Okay.
But you've seen this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, she sent it to us.
All right, good.
I just wanted to make sure we were talking about the same
thing. Yes.
I mean, I think that's reasonable. I guess the only thing that still kind of confuses me is we've agreed in the past to do the carryover because it's a benefit for the township for us to carry it over and use it later on in the year, because we're not taking that money out of our budget, because we don't do that as payouts. Like we use it the following year. So I guess I'm just a little confused on what the concern is that we want to change that as a benefit to the township, where you would want to change it to where we have to be under 40 hours and cash outs then become involved versus not having to worry about cashing out any money.
I think one of the biggest things, Todd, is, as you said in the past, we've kind of done it this way. We're trying to set everything up so that it's not like, well, past practice, that we actually have something tangible in writing that says this is a structure. Because before, it was like this. And we're just trying to get everything in a vertical structure so that from going forward, that we have solid ground and we know where we're going and we have a plan. It's nothing against any individual or et cetera or anything like that. So we're just trying to formulate something that we don't have to go. I mean, I sat through the negotiation for the contract, and it's like, you know, so much you hear, well, we really didn't have a way to do it, but we used to do it this way. So if we try to set up a better method of saying, structurally, this is how we should operate and perform, then it's easier all parties that we have something that we can turn to and go, this is how we're going to do it. We have a direction. Here's how we go.
Isn't that what our contract states, though?
Exactly.
And it's
but going through the contract is where some of this is saying, okay, even yourself was saying, well, we used to do it like this when I first came on and there was no issue and no one ever said anything. And now you're wanting to do this. But there was never I don't want to use the word ruling, but there was no really guidelines. It was kind of that invisible understanding. All we're trying to do is make sure that there is a functionality to what we do on a day-to-day basis. And especially having an administrator, he's going to be like, I don't know. So if we basically build a good framework, then we can work from that.
Well, I'm not against changing processes for the better, for tracking and purposes and things like that. But, because this is one of the other topics I was going to lead into later, but since we're here, if we have these conversations like during negotiations or before, if there's a question about interpretation or, because sometimes what we talk about in negotiations and how it gets put down on paper may not necessarily line up, but as we were talking about it at the table, we both sides were at an understanding of what that wording actually meant.
Sure.
But then as we change people, like, we don't know what, I think since I've been here, sixth or seventh fiscal officer. So then as another person comes in, or as an outside auditor comes in and starts reading it, they interpret it one way. And then like when Steve got hired on, he might read it, interpret it the other way. But all of us that were sitting at the table knew what that wording intent was supposed to mean. So I think if we have these conversations, like these quarterly meetings up front about if there isn't an interpretation of different views up front, it would alleviate all the grievances that would get filed. I mean, we went for a couple years without filing grievances, and then in the last 4 months, we filed four. It's because that communication isn't happening.
I think I recall the one, Steve Kirk, maybe something to do with shall, or it was occur versus shall. I forget what it was, but I agree with you that sometimes, depending on what side of the table you're on, does it benefit the board or does it benefit you as a member?
Right.
And a lot of times that's where coming together, but you're absolutely right. And even now sitting here, it's been several months since we've done the contract. A lot of it can go to the wayside going, I remember this, I remember that, when we were talking about it. But we try to make it as clear as possible in the contract so that we don't run into this.
And you guys do benefit from carrying over more than 40 hours. You do benefit from it. If you carry over, say you carry over 60 hours, and then you take it or you requit or go to another agency, and cash it in at a higher rate because you know you have a step increase, that's benefiting from it.
Yeah. Has that happened? Like a normal thing?
Oh, it has been in the past, yeah.
It's a normal thing? It's happening all the time in the past? Or it's just,
it happened quite a bit in the past.
Once or twice it's happened.
With all the carryover. With all the carryover there was, it has happened in the past.
But the amount of time that's happened since you've been trustee, mm-hmm. sir, that's been basically because we had a mass exodus because of the levy issues. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a norm.
But it is being brought to our attention what's happening by the state. It's happened in the past before that. It was a thing that we were asked by the state, why is this happening?
Well, it's basically, I mean, I'll just be blunt about it. It's basically happening because the contract says it's going to happen. Right. The chief of police can authorize more than 40 hours, and that's been what's been going on since, per contract, since since we've had this contract.
Contract states 40 hours, and that's what it'll be.
Well, it also states the chief of police can authorize more than that. Does it not?
Yeah, with the approval of the board.
There's nothing in there that says what the approval of the board.
He reports to the board.
But it's not in our contract.
He reports to the board, sir.
Well, I understand that, and I'm not trying to argue that point. I understand he reports to the board, but RCBA states that it's the chief of police.
So
are you saying that you're not going to authorize the chief, you're going to change the authority away from the chief of police?
It's going to be 40 hours. That's how it's going to be. We've already had this discussion with Jackie. I don't even know why we're having to rehash it.
I'm happy to hear what they're saying. I mean, gentlemen, I don't like to make it like we're putting up brick walls, because that's not what we want to do here. But again, I'm sure the chief would say, hey, to the board, are you happy with this? If I was a police chief and if the board was saying, well, no, I don't want to do that, I don't think it would behoove of him very well to go, well, it's in the contract, so I'll just make the decision, even though the administrator and the board may have made it. If I was in his place, I probably would seek guidance from his supervisor. I get it that it's in there. I get why we want to, you know, the benefit of having that. And one of the things I do want to apologize, because a board member did mention it to me, and I used the wrong terminology for years, and I didn't mean anything by it. I always say that we give you these benefits, and it should be you guys earn the benefits. But I didn't mean to, when I say that, I don't mean that you did not earn them, because it's part of the package. So I did want to put that out there. I didn't even realize I was
I don't think anybody took it, at least from my point of view.
I mean, I've been doing it for years. I mean, I just used wrong terminology. But, I mean, it still sits hard on me, because I think back at now, how many years, 11 years, I've used the wrong word and did not look at that until someone pointed it out to me.
And here would be my argument with that, with the whole thing, as far as the you guys saying, telling the chief that he has to, that he shouldn't authorize more than 40 hours. We just got done with contract negotiations.
Yes, sir.
This was very clear in contract negotiations. This was wording that was there not even 3-4 months ago when we did this. If you guys wanted that out of there, or if you guys had a disagreement with that, that would have been the time to bring it up, instead of coming in 4 or 5 months later after we signed that contract in good faith, and then coming in and saying, oh, we're going to change the way you guys take our vacation.
Nothing's changed. It says in the contract, nothing has changed.
It has changed. No, if you're telling the chief he cannot authorize more than 40 hours of vacation carryover, then
that
means
he never could. He never had. I mean, he doesn't have to. Just because it says he can, it doesn't mean he has to.
No, sir. And it doesn't mean he has to. But you're telling us that you're directing him not to do it.
Okay, I'm done discussing this, because we've agreed upon this in a meeting with you and Jackie, and
what we agreed upon. You guys had 7 days to give us the answer, and that answer did not come forth within that 7 days. So, and then on top of that, what's outlined in here isn't exactly what we talked about. What's outlined in these bullet points isn't 100% what we talked about. So,
Mr. Major, is that correct?
What we're trying to figure out is why the changes on this all of a sudden.
So let's break this down if we can. So basically right now, you can carry over 40 hours, correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay. So I'm saying the members,
yes,
okay?
Right.
So what the members are saying that they would like to do is to be able to carry over how many?
We would like to stick with what our CPA says, and leaving that discretion up to the chief on whether or not he's going to
That's
approve us.
That's a sentence in that paragraph?
It does matter,
because if you only read a sentence in a paragraph, it doesn't give it the same context.
Okay, so I want to, before we get lost in here.
So, we can just go to a different topic.
No, what, because let me, if we can, I just want to, so we don't know what the number would be as far as how much carryover that you would want to do. Each person would be a case-by-case basis.
Well, Well, that would be yeah. something that there would be a discussion between the officer and the chief of police, okay. according to
but
the
I'm
CBA.
But I'm just wondering, is it 80 hours, 60 hours?
Again, that would be a discussion okay. that would be between the officer and the chief of police.
The only thing that I'm going to say is when we were doing negotiation, the biggest thing that I sat here and said is the carryover. And I kept hammering on the carryover and the amount of carryover because every department, we are tightening rings on the carryover and that we mentioned it, that those should be used. So I don't know how we got to where we are today, but I just want to make sure we're clear. I understand that where we are so that we understand that I don't know if you were wanting an extra 10, 20. It's basically wanting what is needed on a need basis is from what I'm hearing. Is that correct? I mean, each person would be different.
Each could be, yes.
It would be a discussion between okay. the chief of police and that particular officer.
Okay.
And it's better for your guys' health if you take your vacation that you earned every year.
We're not worried about our health right now, sir. Well, with all due respect, we're worried about following our CBA, and our CBA states that this is up to the chief of police, not the board of trustees.
Wrong. The board of trustees, we have the power in this township
to tell them that.
That's a very wrong statement you just made. Chief of police does not run this township.
But
this board runs this township.
Sir, and, I'm not. I'm, you're taking.
And
you're
that CBA is an agreement between the board and us. You can't just change it
40,
on your own.
And it says 40 hours, and that's what it's
a single
be.
Sentence.
It's going to be 40 hours. You're going to carry over 40 hours.
What is your opinion on this, Kevin?
I don't know that we need to sit here
and go back.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I mean, we've already discussed this with Jackie and
Nothing's been signed. No, that's the problem.
It was agreed to.
I want to ask you a quick question.
Actually, it was not agreed to. You guys made it very clear when we left that this is not an agreed to thing. You guys were going to discuss it with yourselves, and we also made it very clear that we had to also discuss it with our members. I can't unilaterally make those decisions. We have to take it to our members, and our members did not agree to it.
I got a quick question, Ron.
Yes, sir.
So when it's the sole discretion of the chief to extend it more than 40, that's what you're saying?
That's what
you said it was a discussion between you and the chief.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right. What the ordinance
and
says.
And he has so, with the way you want it to go, I'm trying to understand it, okay? So walk me through it. I'm brand new, 3 months. So the chief makes the decision, right?
Correct.
Okay. I got what I need. Chief makes the decision.
Yeah.
It's his decision to make. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back onto the other topic about just having the conversations up front. Because, again, we want years without having to file grievances. And then we go through this last contract negotiation. I thought everybody was in good agreement on things, and then all of a sudden we've had to file 4 grievances, you know, in the past few months. And I think if we would have these type of conversations beforehand to understand each other's point of view, and if there is a different interpretation, then we can talk through those and save everybody a lot of time and hassle than having to go through all the steps with the grievances and have them escalate outside of what it needs to be.
And I couldn't concur more, but Chairman, I apologize if I was to interrupt you.
Nope, you're fine.
Take a car that's been wrecked, frame's been bent a little bit, you take the off, they straighten it, they're trying to make all the panels line up to where it was as it was new. Basically, all the board is trying to do especially with the audit that we had, some of the things that we go through, and we're like being told, you let people go like the Wild Wild West. You basically say, there's the pasture and
do what you want.
Right. So we take a lot of hits as far as management and how this should have been structured and things like that. I mean, I can't go into too much, but we haven't heard the end of all the different things that's been coming down.
No, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. And that's what I'm saying. As those things come down, and as there's something that potentially comes in line with our contract wording or something, as those things come down, those are the things we've said numerous times that those are things we need to have. That's when we need to have those conversations to see if something needs to be changed in an MOU to the current contract so that everybody is benefited from it, because it is an agreement that we've both agreed to, the union and the township.
Sure.
And that there's two parties in that agreement. It's just not one-sided.
So, as the chairman stated, you know, yes, if I was to read the contract and understand the chief's discretion, but, and here's the way I'm looking at it as a board member. When we have, I sit here and people are read off, people that are off for injury, and I say is all statutory, this, that, and the other. The board either agrees or disagrees for using the vacation time or et cetera, or even the board agrees someone wants to donate sick time. It's a case-by-case basis as it comes across this table. I remember one time I personally found out that someone said that they had cancer and they did not, and they were making all the other people feel bad and they're wanting to donate their sick time. And I'm the only one that said, wait a minute, we need something from the doctor to show that you are having chemo and you're having these different things, because people were lined up to give their sick time to this person and there was nothing wrong with the person. So I'm saying that to say this. I understand what the chairman is saying, that, you know, in my interpretation, I would think that he would come to us and say, we have X, Y, and Z that are going to want to carry over. I wouldn't probably be opposed. My first thing that I'm going to ask is, how is that going to affect the township as far as the budget and et cetera? So as a...
And I understand where you're coming from with that point. Totally
so
understand.
So where we're going...
And why? Why is he needing to carry it over? Is it him mismanaging your guys' time? Or is it you guys mismanaging your vacation time? Or is it a issue where we're down, God forbid, we got three officers out? Case by case. But the contract says 40 hours. And that's what I would be working towards, is only carrying over 40 hours. I mean, we're not taking any money from you. We're letting you use up the time that people's carried over.
Well, I mean, vacation,
I think it's a pretty fair...
Vacation is an earned benefit anyway. You can't just take it.
Right.
So, I mean...
I don't think anyone's trying to take it.
No. That's what he just said.
We're not telling you have to cash it out, or you have to do this, you have to do that with it. We're letting you burn it up, but you can't have it done by the end of the year, or whatever that date was.
Right.
So one of the things I'm trying to say is, I know there's going to be growing pains as we are, I'm going to use the word mandated, or highly under the microscope of how we sit here and operate the township. So there's going to be more grievances because we never operated this way before.
But that's what I'm going back to the conversation piece. When that stuff comes down, and if there's a conflict, because of the current wording on our CBA, because of how we all were understanding how we could do things in the past.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If we have those conversations up front before you make a decision, it could potentially alleviate
I agree.
All the grievances instead of you guys coming to make it.
Do you realize from the state of Ohio that we have maybe 7 days to make a movement? Something from the audit. We have 7 days to make a movement. No ifs, no ands, no buts.
And I'm available 24/7. Kevin is.
I sleep 4 hours a day.
I mean, it's a simple phone call.
It's a simple conversation.
I think that when you see some of the stuff that we are privy to that we're not allowed to discuss, that comes out, some of it will make sense later. But in retro, all's, in my opinion, all's what I'm taking from this and I'm trying to do is make a clean statute. It's almost like when we went from paper to doing stuff on computers years ago, the transition, some people still go, I don't want to do that. My dad hates to do online banking. I like online banking. It's just, you know, in the end, we all want the same thing. And I get that. But if we do that, we're not going to get nowhere.
But
so
I get
think
what
we
you're
need
saying.
More.
If we have time to talk, you know, there needs to be more communications. I get that. And that's something we're working on internally to get to you guys. And Chief, I wasn't throwing you under the bus when I said mismanagement of time. Don't think I was throwing your chief under the bus. I wasn't. I was just making an example of, you know, mismanaging of time. But there's going to be decisions that, you know, we have to make now. And then we'll have to talk to you. Okay. I mean, that's just some of the stuff, that's just how it is.
Yeah, we 100% get that. I mean, there is going to be, but those kind of decisions should be few and far between, where it's got to be.
You would think.
Where it's got to be now.
You would think.
Where a phone call can't be made. But again.
Or at least a heads up.
Yeah, at least a heads up.
I mean, just
so we can prepare for it.
Maybe a little explanation.
Yeah, you would think there would be few and far between, but.
I don't understand what Mr. Fleshman was saying, that we've got to streamline things. Great, I'm all for that. I'm all for that in a lot of areas, but at the same time, you got to do it without violating our CBA.
And I get it. You know, I don't see where they're giving a perfect example. You were talking at the podium. I had no clue that you were talking in regards to the fact with the time change or the changing that. When I say you will be whole, every person worked every hour will be paid for every hour. I had no clue what the backside of that, what you were getting at with that. And I'll just leave that at that. But as far as the contract, I believe wholeheartedly, I see us that we have been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying about the chief's decision, but again, who's above the chief? You know, I mean, it's the same thing if it was the lieutenant's decision, and then the chief's going to sign off on that. And if the chief says, hey, I don't quite agree with that, we need to look at this. I mean, I get what you're saying, but you got to look at it from the other point. Would you rather at the next contract meeting completely by the board so that it's... Or would you like the flexibility if he comes to us and says, you know what, we want to try to do this with one of our members because of the fact X, Y, and Z. I don't know what the situation is. Right now, you got the best of both worlds because we have not sewn that up. Now that we're aware of that, we have not sewn that completely tight to it's impossible to use more than that. So I would go back and think about what we're kind of gone because
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but according to Mr. Leisure, that is
yes.
The policy is 40 hours.
Right.
He made that statement several times, 40
right,
hours period.
Right.
So
it is 40 hours. That's what the collective bargaining agreement says. 40 hours.
Yes.
Carryover.
With the exception of the chief being able to make that.
It's 40 hours.
So is it 40 hours or is there still potential room for wiggle?
It's 40 hours. That's what you need to look at. It's 40 hours. That's what you need to be looking at. I can't carry over more than 40 hours. That's what you need to be looking at.
So I understand what you're saying, but then we're not hearing the same thing collectively.
Yeah, it is. I believe you're just not listening.
Sir, no disrespect intending, but I am sitting here listening very intently. And Mr. Fleshman just said one
what
thing.
Does the collective
you're
bargaining agreement say?
The collective bargaining agreement says that we can carry over 40 hours, but we can carry over more with the approval of the chief of police.
You can carry over 40 hours. That's what it says.
And
that's
Mr.
what
Fleshman
you need to be
looking.
No, that's what you need to be focusing on is not carrying over more than 40 hours.
All right. Next time
you need to be working on that with your chief.
So, next topic.
You just
I don't think
saying that, that the chief doesn't have the authority to say
you need to be scheduling your time.
Okay. Thing. That's what
okay yeah. So we can talk about that one. So the 2 hour vacation increment thing. So, again, I wasn't here. I was on military leave for that initial grievance.
What's this grievance?
This
you
is the 2 hour increment.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you guys hate the word past practice, so I won't use it. But I'll say, since I've worked here.
Past practice and since I've worked here doesn't work here anymore. Neither one of those statements will work at this table.
Sir, it's the term past practice is in our CBA.
Sorry, past practices don't work here anymore. We have to make tough decisions.
All right.
Tough decisions
so again, it's only a one-sided agreement.
Well, let me hear what he has to say.
No, I'm done. We can just take that one to arbitration.
Come on, Todd. if you don't, Mr. Moore. I understand. As a board member, I like to hear what, because okay. I hear 2 hours. I want to know exactly okay. what it is.
So the contract, in the wording in the contract says multiples of half day that we can take vacation. Mathematical definition of multiples is anything divides into a number equally. So if a half day, a half a day by wording is 12 hours, if we, even if you want to argue day to shift and we work 8 hour shifts, I think it was used day because to leave that room if we wanted to work 10 hour shifts, 12 hour shifts, 8 hour shift, it's whatever. A half a day is 12 hours is 12 hours. So anything that divides equally into that is a multiple of 12 or 8 or whatever we want to call it, which is why we've always been allowed to use increments of that when we're taking vacation.
Let me do this. I've gone somewhere with this. Go ahead.
So the chief came out with it had to be 4 hour increments of a half a shift, which is why the grievance was filed, because of the different interpretations of the wording of half day and multiples of.
Okay.
So I think while I was gone, you guys agreed in that last meeting.
Tentatively agreed.
Tentatively agreed to work on an MOU for us to mm-hmm. agree to 2 hours of where we're at now mm-hmm. with the thing. So
Todd, when you were here, you were sitting right there. Jackie was sitting right there. I don't remember if you were here, and I don't remember if you were here.
No, if he wasn't here, he was.
No. This was during the contract
oh.
negotiation. We talked about this. Steve was sitting right here, and I was sitting right there. And we were talking about this because some people, we were talking about people that were taking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because they were running late. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And we were discussing that, okay, if you're going to take it, you're going to take it in a so many hour implement if per day. And that would allow enough time. And I even mentioned it. And I was working thinking this is helping you guys, because if you're going to work special duty somewhere or et cetera, then you could take 2 hours and get off and be able to go to that.
That was sick time.
That was sick time.
That was sick time. That was not vacation time.
Yeah, it was correct. Sick time.
That was all sick time.
Okay, then I stand corrected.
And that was the wording that we got that wording got added to this contract. Under the sick time section,
that
if I took an hour off to go to a doctor's for sick time,
right,
that I could still work special duty that night because I'm still working the rest of my shift. Only if I took a full 8 hours off of sick time, then I couldn't work special duty. But that was all under sick time. That was
because I know one of the things that we were talking about it, because we asked Jackie, well, how much is a good amount of time? Do you need 4 hours or 2 hours at a time? But they were breaking it down to a block that you would do that. Yeah. So
and that was the sick time, which we agreed in 1 hour blocks, I think is how it's worded in our contract.
Was it one or two?
It's under the sick time section, I believe it's one.
Because some people were using that, like for instance, hey man, I'm running late, can I take...
They're doing the same thing with vacation time. Yeah.
If you need to know.
But the reason, and if I stand corrected, I'm corrected. If that got by me, it's shame on me.
Yeah, so that was sick time. It wasn't vacation.
Okay.
But I remember intently we dove into that for the very reason.
Right. And that was, again, sick time, not vacation.
So how
was to keep people from...
I don't want to use the word abusing, but if you take 10 minutes late every time...
These guys didn't want to be penalized if they had to go to a dentist's appointment or a doctor's visit for a physical
and that
for
had,
1 hour and then not being able to work the special.
And I believe, Chief, didn't we do something way back some time ago that we passed a resolution or a motion that said that they could work special duty if they had a doctor's appointment and they left early versus... I know there was something that was done to make it easier for your special duty.
I think so, because that wouldn't have been in my contract.
I remember us doing something about that, because it was like you were being penalized if you...
We talked about it in negotiations. There was a
negotiations was the only time we had talked about it.
And
it was all sick time.
You know, would you take an 8-hour day sick time to go work special duty, and the special duty then hampers us having officers here on the street because all of a sudden the fair's in town and they can make double time or whatever, hypothetically. I don't know how it works.
Well, with the you guys are saying that that this is happening as far as guys trying to cover themselves or be late using vacation times and like 15 hours increments.
That was what was discussed as an example. I'm not saying.
Well, Mr. Leeser just said that's been a problem here as well, as far as us using vacation time.
I know during the talks it was brought up that there had been that had been used. I don't know if it's a chronic problem or not. I can't say personally. But I just know that it was in the talks. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, and that's what we were talking about. Again, sick leave, it's 1-hour increments that you can use sick leave. And then that section that you were talking about was the one we added where it talked about Jay. When members are prohibited from engaging in secondary work compensation while on sick leave, except if sick leave is pursuant to paragraph C during the duty day, and then they can still work special duty. That's the one that we added out of this contract. But that's the only time we talked about it. It wasn't vacation time or
what's
anything
a duty day?
Well, it defines it in here.
Day. Or regularly scheduled work day.
And that is how many hours?
8 hours. Well, it could be 8 to 12.
Still, a multiple of 8 hours. So anything that divides in evenly to that 8 hours is still a multiple of 8.
So what you're saying is you might want to do 2 or 4 or 6?
6. 0.5 goes in evenly. 0.25 goes in evenly.
Okay, so...
If my kid's got a basketball game
and you want to take,
and I'm on second shift and I want to take the first 2 hours off, or
I thought we agreed to 2 hours.
Yeah,
we just did. But I'm saying an hour, or even if it's an hour.
So what is it that you guys would like to see? Because I'm getting lost. I know we went around like
just
this.
That we can, that we're not limited to a specific only 4 hour block. If we can take our vacation time accordingly.
And 2 hour blocks.
Well, that's what was recommended in the last
meeting.
So, to the board.
2 hours is easy, is better than.
To the board,
you have to take it a 4 hour block? Is that that's what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm saying that's what started the grievance, was that's how it was interpreted.
And that's how I understand what you're saying is, and I'm interpreting what was said in the contracts as under sick time, not vacation time.
Correct.
Vacation time, status quo from the previous contract, was the same. Did it change in this one?
No.
So then we have no choice but to go by the contract.
What's wrong with 2 hours? That's a quarter of your shift.
Again, it's a violation of our CBA.
If we have a contract that states that they could take it a certain way, and... it was not, how was it stated that you're allowed to take it? Multiple. And that was the only word, right?
It just says multiples of half day. Or half day.
4 hours then.
4 hours then.
Multiples of 4 hours. In other words, anything that can be divided into 4 hours.
See, this is the issue, is because later after you discuss something, and then the wording is where things get lost. Steve, help me out. Do you remember this?
Okay.
I'm not against. I'm all right with 2 hours.
That was my question.
All right.
I mean, yeah. I think we agree, but
let's do this. While we're on this topic, let's just agree to a number, make an MOU. Are you guys in agreement 2 hour implement?
I don't care if it's one. We have to, let's have an hour.
A number.
Well, let's make it consistent then. Let's do an hour increments just like sick time.
I'm fine with that.
Mr. Blevins? No?
I'm not.
Okay.
I don't understand why it's changed from the last meeting we had. I said here at the last meeting, Roger and the lady said 2 hours. So why has it all of a sudden changed? I'm new at this and everything, but they said
are you guys okay with 2 hours?
And if they don't want
to, I mean, it's 2 hours.
They don't want 2 hours. I just don't understand.
You're using 2 hour increments or one? I mean,
I don't know. Let me ask you.
So let's do this. What if we did a minimum of two, and then you go one after that? So if you want three,
the board over here.
I never thought that.
No. You understand what I'm saying? But when we have these, kind of meetings, we have to. Sergeant Moore and I have to take these things back to our members. We can't make the decisions unilaterally. So we have to take the, like the last meeting, I had to take that information back to the members. So whether or not they agree or disagree on it, or they want to, you know, try and put something else out there or whatever, and plus initially this was Sergeant Moore's grievance in the first place, so I definitely had to discuss everything with him. So that stuff was subject to change, just like when you guys told us, you know, made it very clear to us, we are not agreeing to anything right now. This is, we're going to discuss this. Those were the exact words that came from the board. We're going to discuss this, you know, moving forward, and we will give you our official response, which per our CBA, that response came late. But regardless, we still have to go to our, our members and bring it to them. And then we have to collectively decide, yes or no, are we going to actually agree to this?
For negotiation's sake.
Yes, sir.
We can put it to bed at 1 hour. And they're good with 1 hour, so I will go with 1 hour.
So I have
and let's
a
get
I have a
something
question.
Accomplished.
Jackie sent this over to us, did she not?
Jackie wrote this.
And what's it say?
2 hours.
They said here the other day, John.
I know. I'm getting it.
I don't understand it.
That's why I'm a little confused.
So why do we do this? We split it down the middle. The first is two, and then if you want to add individually like an hour increments, you can. So like instead of needing four, you get if you, it helps everybody.
You can take three instead of four.
Let's just do either one or two and let's go on.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
What's wrong with two? I don't understand.
Well, as far as us agreeing to it, what we were sent as far as the vacation policy, that's not even in here. So I don't know why Jackie had sent that out, because the 2 hour issue isn't even in the 5 point bullet point.
So let's do this then. Why don't you guys check with Jackie to see, because this is getting muddy. I don't think 2 hours is asking too much. If this MOU is something that Jackie wrote up and said, okay, this is what we agreed to, we're ready to sign that.
There hasn't been an official MOU drafted.
Right here it is.
Right here it is. It's sent from Jackie.
I haven't seen that at all.
So let's do this. Let's table this point. Talk to Jackie. Unless you guys just want to put this to bed in good faith, we do the 2 hours and we move on.
We'll talk to her. My other question, other topic before we run out of time, because I think you guys have another meeting.
Yes, you've got 15 minutes.
Yeah, is an understanding of the time clock that was put into play while I was on military leave.
Okay.
I guess the purpose of it.
Is this one? You want me to?
Go ahead.
One of the biggest things that we got hit on is the fact that there's timekeeping. When the auditors come in, it's kind of hard to. You can't dispute. They like a time. Here's the time cards.
Yep.
There's only one department in this whole township that was like
using a time card.
And road department was one that, they missed a bullet on that one.
And in law enforcement, in the field law enforcement, I don't know of any department that uses a punch time card.
Is there a problem with that? I mean, it shows you're here.
So the problem is...
And this was discussed during we discussed this.
No, we took the wording time clock completely out of our contract.
Timekeeping, didn't we?
And we left it vague so that if somebody wanted to go in the future to an automated system or to
I'm
an outside agency.
That mentioned that.
Right.
But there would be a time record keeping system, and this is the one that we went with.
Right. So you tell me, how easy is that to read and to make sense of? For a police department, working multiple shifts.
Here's where I would have to defer to the fiscal department, and I don't know if it's fair to bring Robin in without having.
She's the one that has to read it.
I understand.
No, I'm just saying.
I just don't know if her Superior would be okay us putting her in this.
Right. She's, you don't want her to interfere?
No, no, no. It's not I don't want her to interfere.
No, I'm asking you. She's the one that has to do it. Now, she's the one that has to read it. I mean.
But is Lindsay fine with her putting her two cents in?
Lindsay's not here to make a decision, so how about you, Robin? Do you feel fine to answer the question or not?
What is the question?
Well, my question is, my question is, with us in the police department, Thompson, how easy is that to read and to be able to put it in the system and to understand all of our time earned, time off?
645, 658, 651. You can't fake that. 653, and then out at 1:15.
We're not talking about faking. We're not talking about faking stuff and integrity issues.
No, no,
I'm
no,
saying,
no,
just but now, how easy is that to read?
Well, here's what it, Todd. Here's what how, it comes down to.
It's the same information.
You're right.
It's the same information.
Give this to a auditor. This here is a time stamp. And they recognize that more than they're going to do a piece of paper with.
And other departments use that exact same form,
sure,
and get audited by the state of Ohio and not have an issue.
Well, they're bringing it an issue to us. Mm-hmm. And that's
what it looks
where
like when you get
we have. I can't tell you what, you know.
I can't,
that's on them.
I can't disagree.
That's what
with,
we. That's what we've been turning in for the last 7 years.
Now, can she speak?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, so what is the question? Is this easy to read? Is that was the question?
Yeah, which one's easier to read and understand for our payroll from a police department standpoint? And not
from
so
being able to read, the obvious answer is the chart.
Yeah.
I'm answering your question.
Right.
To read.
Absolutely.
But from listening to Trustee Fleshman and the board, the physical punching in and out is what they're looking at from an auditing standpoint. So,
yeah.
But this is the part where it gets a little tricky for payroll. Because the police officers, thanking them for doing what they're doing, the ones that do split shift, like this card that's being shared, the officer is kind enough to turn this in with the punch, which is
right,
a redundancy
it is, but,
to their
but
timekeeping
I'll be honest
for
with
them,
you.
Not
I'll tell
me.
Them, I'll tell them to quit doing it.
But
because
I find it very helpful.
It is, because this, in a law enforcement aspect, in the shifts and the overtime and the stuff that we work, doesn't work. It works great for the road department. They clock in one time, they clock out one time. Same time every week. It's easy, simple, it's 8 hours for the most part. Because the overtime we work, the different shifts we work, that's why no law enforcement in Franklin County uses a punch time card.
Okay, so if I could say this, Todd, you have no clue what's coming.
You have no idea.
Okay.
Okay, once it comes down, you'll understand. However,
buckling up for nothing.
I will.
What's coming down is.
You got one of my papers in there.
So I'll do it.
I will concur that this is easier to
yeah
read. It's nice. It's acceptable. I would accept this.
Yeah, that's it too.
But I am told that we have to accept a time card, actual physicals of some sort of.
Roger,
clock
I'm not
in
trying to be a dick. It's just it's the stuff that's coming that we
this
can't.
This is
that we can't. The stuff that we can't. All of them are Sergeant Moore's issue.
I would like.
I'm always the problem.
No,
it's fine. You can think that.
I'll add something
on. I don't care. I've got broad shoulders and we'll take that all day long.
I'll add something on this on the time card issue though, as far as like not being able to the chief not or the very.
You said it. I'm just agreeing with you.
On.
No, I said all these problems are yours.
Yeah.
Every one of them was brought up today was your problems.
Yeah, and I'm agreeing with you. And I'll bring them up every time.
The problems that the vast majority of the members
because
are
I'm speaking for the members
of the
union.
He's not bringing these up on his own.
Well, yeah. I know that, but I'm just saying, you said it wasn't your problem.
No. I'm saying, I didn't say that. I said this was Sergeant Moore's issue, meaning this is the issue that he's going to bring, that he's bringing up, not me. Because I didn't do this research, he did. But what I have an issue with this is things like one special duty. Like for my specific incidents, I'll get cut, you know, I'll work until 5 and then I'll have to go into La Plaza at 5 o'clock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get off, most of our time, almost every single time, we have a late call, it's gonna be up north, correct? Almost every single time, our late calls are always up north, it's usually in Havenwood.
Makes it impossible
so
to get back, I get it.
What happens now is, like what happened last week, 4:45, we get a domestic violence, or we get a domestic call. I cleared it at 4:45. I have to drive all the way back down here, clock out, and then I'm late getting up to special instead of just being able to write an email
I get what you're saying.
And say, I got off at 5.
I get what you're saying. But this is where we have to, this is special duty is second to this.
Well,
but
I get that.
Then how is every other law enforcement agency in Franklin County getting away with not having a physical time card to punch?
I have no idea.
I don't know. They haven't not my through, department to worry about.
And I understand that. Right, but we, but so yeah. we can't make right.
And I
have can't make a few
months,
exceptions to
you,
for the chief to be able to approve saying
no. There's okay, no exceptions with the
because the only thing that's doing is costing the township more gas money, more wear and tear on the cars. Of having to drive all the way back down here.
I'm saying, these are other public entities that get audited just like we
do. What
do
you mean the change
by the state auditor's office?
Well, we're going to have
and they have no issues.
But
I thought we had already addressed this in the past.
The chief brought it to us.
It's not coming out like ours has.
I don't understand we're having a bad audit because we've had so many issues over the years by not doing
things. Did we you two were
yeah.
Did we not address the fact that
you guys we're gonna have to talk about this when we're able to. We can't talk about it right now. But
so Todd, I agree.
I see
exactly what you're saying.
But we have to play by the rules of the
if there's another timekeeping method that we could go to that
is cost effective for
that, cost effective. There are methods that you can use your phone to clock in and out. That is a recorded, not just by anyone in the township, by a phone call or an email. But there are like.
But see now I feel like you're questioning our integrity.
No.
And this is why I have a problem with that, because as a law enforcement officer that you employed me to be, you gave me the power to take somebody's life, to take somebody's constitutional rights away, that when I take them to jail, but you don't. Trust my integrity when I'm filling out a paper timesheet and signing my name to it?
Have you ever heard us say that?
Are you hearing what I'm saying? My hand, I just
our hands are tied.
I 100% fine with this. Me as a trustee, me as a board member, 100%.
But you just said
this is what I'm told that we have to do, that we lack, that we have not done, a physical time clock method. I have no say. I have to go by what the state says. I have no idea. I don't check other counties every one.
Right.
All
I know. I'm not responsible. We're not responsible for other counties.
I am
we're
being
responsible
held responsible.
For what we're being held accountable for here.
I'm being held accountable for what they hand down and we don't do. I have no other way to do. It's not about a trust if you're in and out. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing. We have to go by a county system that. Clock in. I mean, there's many different ways that we could do it if it makes it easier and affordable. The cheapest, a time clock and a card, turn it in with this, it works. And it
well, no, that's all you're going to get is the time clock, because I'm going to tell everybody to quit doing this.
Okay.
If that's what you're going to require, if that's what you're going to require.
Todd, look at what you're doing.
No.
It is okay. No. Look what you're doing. Why would you want to make it harder on someone else, on your whole department, because you're upset about the time card? Don't penalize the board and make it hard on Robin. That's not right. Now we're doing high school stuff. I understand.
This is high school stuff.
I understand.
For a law enforcement agency.
But that is not the board's decision.
Whose is it?
It's the state. Talk to Mark Long.
I'll gladly call him.
Can I ask a question on this? So
I'll call him as soon as we get out of this meeting.
If the state is requiring you guys saying
buckle up when you get
a
hold of him.
I used to be his neighbor. I don't have a problem talking to Mark.
Let me ask this question. If the state is saying that we have to do a timekeeping system, is this the best timekeeping system that you guys can
have? As of right now, in the budget we have, yes.
I am not opposed to different timekeeping methods. I know there's some that each party would do some type of way electronically with your phone. You're out, boom, it stamps, it logs it, and the state would recognize it, meaning that it's not just on paper. I'm not opposed to any. I'm not one saying it has to be the physical time card. If we can, the best thing to do is work together, see what other time method works for you, bring it to the board. If there's something better
that
works
my,
for
that
you,
was my question.
Yeah, if you can find this something, it's cost effective.
But how many?
Yeah,
how many officers are going to want to use their cell phone as an app to be able to?
We have all the department issue cell phones.
Okay, so we could use. Find out what the software costs and the method of it. I know, I can't remember the names. Over the time, we've looked at several different ones. If there's a better way that fits your departments, bring it to the board.
This was the easiest
and
the quickest that we could satisfy the state of what they're asking us to do. And that's what we have to do.
I just question it because
The time clock.
And don't punish. Yeah. Don't punish. Is it handwritten or is it actual?
It's punch it's punch. Stamped, and then there's they have to clarify everything all over it.
Another thing is you guys like for the chief to make decisions, and he made the decision to use that time clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's funny because we he got it that the, you, he we got the, it that you forced him to.
No, that is not the truth.
Well, just to clarify, since I'm still sitting here,
okay,
I was told to get a timekeeping system very, very quickly because of all the problems we have. I simply used one that was in existence with the road department,
and you could get familiarized with the system, and yes. You were good with it, you thought.
Never once said it was better. Never once said it was going to save time. Never once said anything like that. In fact, it takes about 2 more hours for me to do payroll.
The thing that we can do is work together and find a method that's going to work for everyone.
But right now, this is what we have to have.
Knowing that other agencies in this county use the same thing, other government agencies, and the state doesn't have a problem with it, it confuses me why we have a problem with it.
I understand, but it's all we're doing is acting upon what we're being told.
Is this being told by a well check or by the auditor?
By the auditors of state.
So Todd, again,
when you called him, he didn't tell us to use the, when you called Mark Long, he didn't tell us to use that time clock.
No,
don't go to Mark Long and say that time system. We said, as you said, you had to use that time clock. That was the decision that was made here.
Okay,
we have to use
the timekeeping system. The supervisor does it, and then the shift division or shift commander, and it gets sent to payroll.
So kind of like that.
That's just an Excel, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's different format, but it's all the same information, yeah.
So you're it's real long, so you're able to put like comp, overtime,
well, yeah,
time.
I mean, you'll have like a date, and there'll be an 8 if a guy works the whole 8 hours, right?
Right.
Because you pay him for 8 straight hours, right. And underneath it, you'll put in shift differential if they work second or third shift, right? So you SH for shift, or if they don't work their shift underneath, you put in CU8, VA8, PL8, or SK8, depending on whether they were off or not.
Got it.
Me, as the supervisor who would be filling it out, I fill it all out for everybody, make sure everything totals up. I sign it, then the lieutenant signs it, or the major signs it, and then it goes to payroll, and payroll processes it.
Do you have the formulas in the Excel where it will do it for you? Like it's a different.
Yeah, it adds it all up at the end.
That's
what this one already does.
Yeah, it adds it up at the end.
Okay.
It's just an Excel spreadsheet that our IT department put together.
Yeah.
I've been at the county for 25 years. I've been a supervisor for 21 of it, and it's what we've used for 21 years.
So what I would ask Todd is that we continue what we got until we find something new. This would encourage the department to come up with something that we can't.
I mean,
if Mark Long says, hey, yeah, that works, if it works for the county, I'm not opposed to it. But only thing that I'm going to do is look at the fiscal department and say, is this doable for you?
Because we have to abide by what the state auditors are telling us. We, you know, what they're telling Pampin County, I can't tell you. I mean, I don't know what their audit process is or who their auditor is. I'm finding a lot of things out about the audit system. We have to abide by what they're telling us, the corrections that we have to make. And there's a lot of corrections that we have to do over the next year.
I sat here and listened to him say, why in the world would you do X, Y, and Z? And it's like, I've learned not to say, well, that's how we always done it. I just sit there and take it.
They don't accept that from us.
So, Mr. Chairman, I noticed that
I got two more real quick questions.
Let's go, man.
Okay, so, again, we're hearing the thing about a couple of the trustees going to the, talking to people about going to expand the police department, going to the sheriff's department. Is there any truth to that?
No.
As a matter of fact, the sheriff's department, at one time, even Dallas Baldwin said there's not enough of them, they wouldn't even consider. Plus, it costs us
If something happened and we didn't get a levy and didn't have operating expenses, the county would have to pick it up.
The way that the levy is written, the money can't be used for contract services.
Right. But
next question was, you guys, the trustees had said that there was going to be a policy coming out as far as the policy is.
You're fine.
Us being able to speak, the officers being able to speak to the trustees.
Yes. We're working on that, sir. But yeah, to answer your question, no, there's been no talk about that. But in reality, if a levy doesn't pass, we're screwed.
No, what we were told was despite the levy being met.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, before you do that, do you want to pause and keep it going into the next meeting, or do you want to end this meeting and start the other meeting?
I would say let's take a...
We have to end because it's two
meetings. We have to end. It's two different meetings. Yeah. Meeting's adjourned.